This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. Good morning, NoCo, presented by Lemons Heating and Cooling. Thanks for being a part of the show. Thanks to Matt Estrin. That was a lot of fun this morning. That was a blast. And I love the concept. Fork around and find out. And listen, I know that the Chamber's done a little bit of like Taste of Greeley type of a thing. Just nothing has ever really taken off. And so for some independent, business owners to take lead on an event like this to raise all boats.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. So I tip my hat to Matt and G for getting this going and figured out. So shout out to those guys. Fork around and find out coming up October 19th through November 1st. It's time for Smash Trash or Remodel. I think that should, we need a fun game show open for that.
All right, I'll work on that.
Thank you, sir. Okay. I appreciate that.
I should have it done by the end of the show.
Okay. I think that would be great.
Yeah.
Two great services, one great company at Steamway Floor to Ceiling. They specialize in cleaning of tile, grout, carpet, and sanitizing ducts. Get rid of those extra sneezes, stubborn stains, and lingering odors with their expert technicians and state-of-the-art equipment with eco-friendly solutions. So if you are listening, you get your kids back in school, they're tromping all sorts of stuff into the house, get Steamway Floor to Ceiling in there to clean your house up. Get rid of those, as it says here, extra sneezes.
Here's what I'm working on.
Okay.
It's time for
Smash! Trash alert. Trash alert. Trash alert. This song is trash.
Sawdust everywhere. Remodeling. Oh, I got my eye. Oh, honey! Where's the ladder? Welcome to Smash Trash or Remodel.
I like it. Okay. I like it. All righty. Northern Colorado's favorite music show.
It certainly is.
Oh, yes, it is. I don't know why I'm turning an old-timey baseball broadcaster.
I was going with a game show announcer, but that's all right. An old radio guy. All righty.
What's the song today, buddy?
We're going to go back to a band that I'd always heard of, but I honestly have spent like no time with them, and they've been around for nearly 30 years, if not that long.
So an up-and-comer.
Yeah, brand new. Queens of the Stone Age.
Now,
are you familiar with them at all?
Yes, and normally when I hit skip, there's okay. One song on there that I like. I'm not going to be able to tell you what the hell the name of it is, but there is one song of theirs that I do like, because I like that 2000s rock very
much.
Yeah, and
that's where I was completely checked out. I don't know it well.
Yeah, and three of their top four stream songs on Apple Music are off of their 2002 album,
okay.
Songs for the Deaf. But this, they get a little bit too metal for me, a little too headbanging.
Yeah, I don't know what their real, I'm not familiar with their sound.
But 24 years, a quarter of a century later,
yeah.
Let's see what they're all about now. I'm assuming we're doing Insignificant Other?
Yes, we are, and I'm hoping the lyrics are okay.
Apple Music does say it is clean here. This is off of an upcoming album that's coming out in October, October 30th, in fact, off of an album called Perfect.
Yeah.
And no, it's not Mike Tyson.
No, it's not, but it is Perfect.
Yes, it
Perfect.
Is. October 30th, Queens of the Stone Age, Smash, Trash, or Remodel. Text us 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Queens of the Stone Age, Insignificant Other. Let's take a listen.
So
trash or remodel? What do you think? 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Two thoughts right off the bat. Number one, very much Chris Cornell vibes with that. Very much that sort of music. And I love Chris. I do really like Chris Cornell. I think a lot of his stuff is very good. That's a mellowed down Queens of the Stone Age, and I'm here for it. Second thought, I could see a bunch of smelly people at the blues jam rocking out to that song. Like, just that's where it took me. The very much blues oriented, at least from what I know. I'm not a blues expert, but it had that vibe to it. Last thought for me, didn't love the hook. I didn't love the significant other. Like, it just got too choppy for me. But the song overall for me was good enough to overcome. Because right when you saw me in here, like, as soon as those drums started to kick in, I'm like waiting for that. Okay, here comes the full force of everything. And then they just reined it right back in. It was interesting. And I think that's what I'll give it that. It was interesting. Your thoughts on it?
I loved the beginning of that. Mm-hmm. That guitar sound just brought me in, and it had just a cool groove.
Yeah.
And was really comfortable. Now, my vibe immediately was David Byrne and the Talking Heads.
Mm. Yeah.
I totally felt a Talking Heads vibe out of that, which is right in my lane. I like that very much. But I'm with you in the sense that I really enjoyed that, and we talk about it all the time. You're taking me on a journey, and there's a payoff, and the payoff is generally a hooky chorus. This was so good, and the weakest part of the song was the chorus,
mm-hmm.
Which is the opposite. Now, that doesn't mean it wouldn't grow on me after a period of time, but for me, this was really good, but could have been excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Therefore, it's kind of a remodel mode for me.
See, and I'm 100% going to go listen to the other song that's been released. So, like that, I loved everything about it. The chorus was just a little weak. It was just a little weak. It was
just a tad disappointing.
Yeah,
but I still thought it was good.
Let's get to the text line here. Smash Trash or Remodel, presented by Steamway Floor to Ceiling. What do you think? 888-530-0043. HVAC guy, gritty opening guitar tone, which is fabulous. Kind of nebulous vocals. Chorus didn't really change from the melody, so kind of trash. There was nothing there.
That's close to the way I felt about it.
Travis, the new guy, I like it. For me, it's a smash. It's a good 2:30 in the afternoon, get into the groove type of song.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's a drive to work type of song for me, where you feel that little edge. You get that little edge you need to get going, but it doesn't just, you know, blast your face off with sound. Faith, that song has a bit of a blues rock feel. I need to investigate who this sounds like to me, but it was cool. If you're chilling in a hip coffee shop, this song was a remodel. Beginner's luck, wrap that trash in cassette tape and send it back to the Stone Age. Sport, in a garage band competition in my neighborhood, these guys would come in fourth. The music slouches around, but at least the vocals stink. Trash. That's so mean.
Yeah, it was pretty rough, but pretty entertaining.
Yeah,
it really was.
I didn't think it was that bad.
No, I liked it, and I am in a full remodel mode with that, because I can think, I think we could have just done better on the chorus.
Yeah. Can I talk you into a smash?
No.
No. Okay, then. I can't.
Sawdust everywhere. Remodeling. Oh, I got my eye. Oh, honey! Where's the ladder?
Okay, I'm gonna. Yep, thank you.
There you go. I'll get yours in there.
Go smash on that. Travis, the new guy, I listen to you guys on my drive to work, so the songs have to come after I said 2:30, because that's when the whole show is over and it's time to listen to music. There's my plug for KFK. Checks in the mail. There you go, Travis.
Thank you, Travis.
There you go. Smash Trash or Remodel, presented by Steamway Floor to Ceiling. SteamwayFloorToCeiling.com. 8:18 the time now. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo. That's the vibe today, bro.
Absolutely.
That's the vibe. It's just burning all day.
One of my favorite.
I want to yell about so much stuff right now, and I'm trying to refrain.
You just simmer down.
Just trying to refrain.
Just calm down.
So many stupid people. Anyhow, let's
simmer
focus
down,
on
pot roast.
You found it?
Yeah, I did.
I've been waiting for you to find that button, and it was going to piss me off when you did, and it did. Maybe I'll just, can I just take some of this out on you and know that it's not at you?
Go ahead.
No, you're too nice.
It's part of a relationship.
No, you're just, yeah, let me, what do they project on you for
yes,
a minute?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. No. Let me just absorb your negative vibes.
Just those, let's focus on the positive.
That's
the
what
positives.
We just talked about with
yeah,
Matt Astrin.
I know, but there's so many dumb people.
Yes,
trying
there are.
Sway things that shouldn't
should
be
should make
to
you
them.
Feel better about yourself.
HVAC guy texting in. I said trash about the song, but already started a search on where the dude got his guitar tone. That was just bliss. So are you changing it from trash? That's the answer. Let's focus on
if
the positive.
You looked into it because you liked the tone and wanted more. That is not trash.
I looked into it. I thought it was Cornell's son. I thought it was maybe Cornell's son because I listened to the other one.
Yeah.
The other song that was released, and he is trying to emulate Cornell's voice. And nobody can do it like Cornell besides his son.
But these guys have been around since.
Cornell, yeah. Queens of the Stone Age started in 96.
That's what I was saying. It's been 30 years.
Yeah. And he's the lead singer is the only original member of that band still together in it. The rest of them are working in other fields, I'm going to guess. Want to say thanks to Whale Respite Center. Here's a positive in our
They're
community.
Coming in tomorrow, aren't they?
I believe so.
They're on the schedule.
I hope we got, because, yes, we had a snafu in the scheduling.
Okay, either way, we'll be talking to them soon.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Very soon. And we've been telling you about this. But from now until September 30th, Whale is accepting gently worn shoes to benefit Vinyl Respite Care for children with disabilities right here in our community. Find a collection site or learn how to get involved at whalerespite.org/events. That's whalerespite.org/events. Whale stands for We Help and Love Everyone. And these conversations that we've had with Whale before they even had, they had concepts of a plan.
Yeah.
Right? They had concepts of a plan. And the conversations we had with them, and if you're talking about researching stuff, if you look into the divorce rate of parents with kids with special needs, it is astronomically high. It is so high because
that's something I've just learned about through them. I didn't realize that.
Those breaks that even like listen, it's hard being parents. It's hard to be parents of any kid, right? You know, we've got two under two right now. It's hard. But we can still take our kids to grandma and grandpa's and go out and have a night where we can reconnect, you know, as parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to find people to watch kids with special needs, with disabilities. And that's what Whale is. It's a respite center. It gives those parents a break.
It gives
them an opportunity to breathe. It provides inclusive child care and respite services for children of all abilities. To help make a difference by volunteering and donating, visit whalerespite.org. That's whalerespite.org. 8:28 the time. Who's going to have more wins? That's what we want to know. CU, CSU, or UNC? That is our right-hand construction poll question. We'll get to your responses next. What, Brian?
No, I was just the last text on the line that came across about a bear in a tree.
There is a bear in a tree in Gilcrest right now.
Okay.
That is a real thing. This texter here from the 970. This bear is in a tree in Gilcrest right across from the elementary school. Law enforcement and CPW are there. That's a black bear in a tree.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
What's happening in Gilcrest?
I don't know, but maybe Miles will have an update on that.
We're breaking bear news now. I love this. Thank you for sending that in. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, we are very, very grateful whenever you can get some information to us that we may not know.
Yeah. Can you send your name in, Texter, and can we use that for our socials? Those are my two requests. Can you send your name in? Can we use that for our socials? 8:29 the time now. Let's get a break. There's a bear in a tree. Breaking news here this morning. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo. Thank you, Tracy, for sending that in. HVAC guy, how dare you? No. No.
Okay. I haven't looked at the line.
If you just missed it, there is a black bear in a tree in Gilcrest right now. Long way from home for that little bear. And HVAC guy wants to give it drugs.
Can we get some cocaine for the bear?
Stop. Stop. Who's going to have the most wins this year? CSU, CU, UNC, and Faith is with me. In order, CSU first, then UNC, then CU. That's where I'm at on this. You are all in on the Bears.
Yes, literally, completely. Winning record.
Winning record this year. That would be first time in a decade if they can get that done.
At least 6 wins.
Okay. Yeah. And they play 12 games?
I don't know. I didn't math it out to see if it was possible.
let's see here. A couple of responses this morning coming in. Chad says Colorado. Mike says Rams. Ken says UNC. Terry says CU, but I hope it is UNC. Let's see here. Mike is agreeing with me that he doesn't love what Mora is doing with the quarterback situation, but he does think CSU will have the most. Steven says, I hope the CSU Aggies do. Tana says, CU. Brian says, Rams. Joel says, tough call. They all suck. It's hard to argue with that.
Well, no, they've been rough. But, you know, the hope is this day somebody's going to, you know, this year somebody's going to break free.
This is the year. This is the year.
It's got to be.
All right, let's get another quick break here. We've got Miles Bloomhart from the Colorado and joining us on the other side. But first, let's get to the KFK News and Sports Center.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, my co-host. Miles, we're doing your job, man.
Miles? You are?
We are, yeah. We're getting reports of a black bear in Gilcrest right now.
Oh, there you go. It's finally time for Gilcrest to get theirs, right?
Apparently. It's just hanging around in one of the trees. Not very good at hide and seek.
No, you know, it's unbelievable. I talked to a rancher yesterday that had a confirmed wolf kill, and there was a wolf and a sow, a mother bear, with 3 little ones all on his calf at the same time. Well, all in the area. I mean, the bears are so hungry this year because of the drought. And, that he said it was an amazing sight, this wolf trying to get in there, but the bear was already feeding on his calf carcass.
So the wolf killed the calf, and then the bear's like, you know, I think I'm going to eat this one.
Yep, that's kind of what you get moved off of, right? When you get moved off of what you kill, and, you know, he said it was quite an amazing sight.
And that bear sitting there, alpha male this.
Call him an alpha predator. How dare they? Yeah. Miles, crazy. It's CPW's on scene over in Gilcrest right now with this other little black bear up in a tree right now. So,
You were talking about that, I think, last week, that it's starting to get more and more prevalent, that they really are getting pushed down here to fatten up.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've seen double the number of bear reports in urban areas this year compared to last year. And it's just incredible the amount of, you know, next door, the ring cams and all that you see of bears in Fort Collins. And Fort Collins area isn't a real good bear habitat area. Most, you know, west of Loveland's a little bit better, but we don't have a lot of bears, but they're certainly coming into town.
Well, and you know Dust, you know the dude down the hall, right, Miles?
Yeah.
Yeah. That idiot just texted me and said, that's pretty good. Should we go pet it? Was his first thing. So, you know, that black bear might just eat Dustin.
good golfer, not a good wildlife guy.
Just not a smart person in general. But while we're on the topic of wolves, this thing just took another turn.
Yeah, well, it always does, right? So there's this one-ear pack. It's the largest pack of wolves in Colorado, and they're hammering the livestock up in northern Grand County, southern Jackson. And so Colorado Parks and Wildlife is considering using diversionary feeding, which is you take these tubes of horse meat or game meat and you throw it out by these packs in hopes that they'll eat that instead of the livestock. It's very controversial. Some studies show that it does reduce depredations by up to 44%, and other people are like, yeah, that's a lot of BS. The rancher doesn't want to do it because he's got cattle in there. He's moving those cattle out, but he's bringing more cattle down off of his allotments, and he doesn't want the Colorado Parks and Wildlife to be feeding wolves where his cattle are.
Makes sense.
Seems to make some sense.
Yeah, it certainly does, because aren't they real territorial feeders?
Yes. I mean, and not only it won't only bring in wolves, it'll bring in bears, it'll bring in other things too. And he's like, you know, it's not going to work. He's fighting Colorado Parks and Wildlife on it. He's like, I got my cattle in there. Why would it? I can't feed. You can't bait bears. You can't feed deer. You can't do anything. Why should Colorado Parks and Wildlife be allowed to feed wolves? So, just another controversy in this whole wolf program. And you understand why they want to do it. They want to try and what diversionary feeding does is it does feed the pups. Maybe there's less of a reliance on the adults to kill livestock, and that may be true.
But doesn't that just give them the taste for it?
That's what some people say. Yeah, and then you're attracting them. And what about next year? Are they going to come back to that area when there's no food other than the cattle? It's just very controversial.
It's very stupid, I think, is the term you're looking for there, Miles. I mean, it's like, oh, that one doesn't have a mane. That's not a horse. That's a cow. We better not eat that. Like, it's just dumb. Why? How is this one of the most screwed up wildlife programs you've ever seen?
I will say it's controversial, and there is.
Okay, Mr. Politician.
Well, it is, because I think, you know, you have to look at all sides. You have to look at the pro-wolf side. CPW is caught in the middle, and the ranchers are on the other side. And they have some divergent goals. And when you have that and you can't get to a solution, which I keep asking people, what's the solution so we have fewer wolves being killed and fewer livestock? I don't get an answer.
I don't know that there is one. I think the answer is a time machine to go back and stop this from ever starting.
Hey, maybe let's
That's not going to happen. You got to move forward.
We might be. Hey, Brian and I are working on developing one. Miles, back off, man.
Hey, if you develop a good solution,
you guys might make
$1 million.
No, it's the time machine.
Okay. Yeah, we have. No, we're not going to be able to help any other way.
And our idiot selves would go back in time, and we wouldn't be able to change the vote. It'd be the same thing.
No, we'd go back there and go, why did we come here again? What was it? I found my remote.
Yep. Yeah. That would be about where it is. Miles Blumhart from the Colorado and joining us. Miles, it's dark as crap when we're waking up now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've noticed a change, right, because I get up early, and it changes a lot, especially in August and September. We lose about 2 to 3 minutes of daylight in August, but in September it even gets worse. You lose an hour to an hour and a half, depending on how far north you are. And that's going to make a big difference, right? Because they're looking at, you know, do we go to permanent daylight saving time? And so the difference between those times, whether you're on daylight saving time or not, so it's looking at Fort Collins as a sunrise at 7:20 a.m. and 4:38 if we stay on standard, and with daylight saving time, the sunrise is 8:20 a.m. and 5:38, you know, like in the dead of winter. So, you know, it really depends on do you want that daylight in the morning or the evening, and there's pros and cons of both. I just think, the Sunshine Act, I think it is still held up in the Senate, and they only have a couple months to figure it out, right, because we change over in early November. and they're on recess, and I don't really see it getting done. So I think we're probably going to end up the same way we have been for the last, what is it, like 30 years maybe or more?
You know, with all of the problems in the world and things going on, if our priority is moving our clocks and figuring out litigation on that, we have some bad priorities.
Oh, see, and I would be like, yeah, that's what I voted for.
Okay.
Like, can we, you're screwing everything else up. Can we try and find something that will unite us? And I know it's not going to unite us here on Good Morning NoCo.
No.
But like 90% of people, based off of the studies that I've read, want this to get done. Where do you fall on this, Miles?
Okay, as a person who gets up early, I like sunlight earlier, but I, you know what, it's pretty darn nice, right, instead of 4:30 to have the sunset at like 5:30. That's mm-hmm. not a bad thing either. So I don't know, my phone automatically adjusts the time, so I don't have to like manually do a clock. So I don't know if I can go one way or the other on this.
You are the only person who does not have an opinion on this.
Yeah, well, probably so. I understand it has ramifications on health, commerce, all of those things, but will it impact me personally? Not really.
All right, Miles Blumhart from the Colorado, and one last story to get to with you. There's a possibility to win $500 from a Timnath family.
Yeah, if you want $500, all you got to do is find Rosie the Desert Tortoise.
There's
a Timnath family who had their desert tortoise named Rosie wander out from their yard, and they have a $500 reward for anybody who can find it.
Brian so, had it the other day. Brian was right behind it, but it outran him. Come on, that was good.
No, it's not bad, but this is bringing back bad memories because I had a turtle run away.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
My
PTSD.
Turtle Bradley yeah. took off.
Yeah.
And I was never able to find Bradley again.
Well, you probably didn't offer $500 for it. That's why you didn't.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I have some bad luck with turtles and tortoises.
Sometime we'll have to have him tell the story of Hammer at some point, too, Miles, I'm sure.
He needed surgery.
That's sad.
Yeah, my dog thought he was a pistachio.
So we're getting so close to PETA getting pissed off at us, and that is my one goal of this program.
I can tell enough stories to get us there.
Start a fight with PETA. It'd be great PR for us here in Weld County. So if they're offering $500. When did this tortoise run off?
Well, it's been gone about a month, but these tortoises are, now this tortoise isn't like attracted to water, right? But there's a construction area. They're putting in that Thornton pipeline in that area, unfortunately. Somebody shot video and they gave it to me. They actually shot video of the tortoise, but they didn't know to really pick it up, right? Because if it's wild, you're not supposed to do that. And they didn't know it was a pet. So I'll have that story coming up later today. But yeah, if you're in that Timnath area and you want to try and make $500, you can go look for Rosie the Tortoise.
Does she come to her name?
She did kind of look around when the person was talking to her in the video, so there might be something there.
What's the difference between a tame turtle and a wild turtle? Don't approach the wild turtles, but those tame ones, you go ahead and do.
Well, these aren't turtles, they're tortoises.
Oh, shut
big
up.
Difference. No, the big difference.
Shut up,
I've
Mr.
had both.
Jim Mora Jr.
That's what I was thinking. It was Jim Mora, not Jr. Hey, by the way, I saw your poll. I think CSU and UNC are going to be pretty close in win totals.
Which is around what?
Maybe like 4 or 5.
Okay. Yeah. Kevin Lytle has CSU at 5.
Yeah, I think that could happen. But you know what the thing I like about it with Ed Lamb and Jim Mora, not Junior. There's no distractions, right?
Yep.
CU's got all of these distractions, and they're not really good. The only time you can have a lot of distractions is if you're, like, significantly better. Again, I go back, I think you have people like Ed Lamb and hopefully Jim Mora, not Junior, that these people are concentrating on what they need to do. So I think both will do better than CU.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I agree.
And again, I think that is a very low bar. I truly do. Because we had somebody that texted in, you know, and said it tough because they all suck. It's been hard to argue that. I mean, when last year UNC won three games, and that was a successful season. Mm-hmm. And should have won four, right, if they didn't get screwed by the officials over at CSU, and CSU should have won one if that had not happened. But it's been bad. I just hope for better college football this year.
All I know is Friday night, right, UNC under the lights.
Yeah.
Having a big day there. It's going to be party central, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be awesome. It really
Why
is.
Why isn't game day there? Game day should be there.
Well, we are, so shut up, Miles.
Like the Northern Colorado version of game day is going to be there. Do you see how I'm trying to cover it?
Yeah, that was well done. Well done, Miles. I can see how you've stayed married.
Yeah. Just had a listener send in the Nextdoor app. I don't have one, so I can't read the whole thing, but my tortoise went missing 2 months ago over there and was talking about this story. So look at you, Miles. Look at you. You're just pretty much reporting what everybody's posting on their Nextdoor app. That's the type of reporter you are.
Yeah, exactly. I'm big into the social media. Get my stories from there and take it as the truth also.
Yes, always.
Miles,
is there another
best
radio station I can do a segment on?
No,
because this one's
no,
getting
nobody,
a little rough.
Yep, nobody's willing
Half
to have
of
you
it's
on.
Awesome.
Yeah. Miles, we're overdue for a beer. Love you, buddy. Yeah. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
There you go.
See you, Miles
Bloomhart. He didn't say love you back. Let's get the latest in the tech world. Here's Kim Komando. You know, we had that argument a while ago about who the smartest one here is.
Yeah.
We couldn't find an answer, right? Can we agree who the dumbest one here is?
Ah.
Let's say it. 3, 2, 1.
Derbs. No.
He wants to go pet the bear in the tree, Brian.
No, I'm with him on that.
If not cute and cuddly, why shaped like cute and cuddly? I don't understand it. Hour number 4 coming up. Can Derbs find a way to keep a streak alive? We'll find out next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.